It's about people, upskilling. And it's most important in the era of digitization. And if you are a basic procurement team, it's even more important for you because you have to now progress to top 1% team. Upskilling, if you're a basic procurement setup, do these 3-4 trainings, spend analysis, absolutely important. I cannot stress enough how much value you are losing every single day because you are not analyzing the spend data in the right way. And don't assume that by buying an expensive spend analysis suite, which is nothing but probably a collection of a million dashboards, will solve your problem. It's not going to work if you do not know how to make use of that data. So, for example, if I have to do my tailspend analysis and someone is throwing 6 charts at me, which shows Pareto analysis of 80-20, blah, 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 I would be like, fine, then, but what exactly I need to do? Where is my action plan? And to work out that action plan, you need to follow a series of steps. I have made tons of videos on spend analysis. There's a book available. Feel free to browse through it. I'm even doing a spend analysis training. I don't know what else to do, how to make you believe that the biggest superpower that you have today is your spend data. Drop everything. If you have even $100 to invest in one tool, invest in a spend analysis practice. So, but it starts with to make sure your people know how to do spend analysis. So that's the first course I would train your people in. The second is about negotiations. Again, people, if they are running from RFPs to RFPs, RFQs to RFQs, they will not focus upon how to extract maximum value by pulling the RFPs in. Most of the buyers would not go that extra mile. That means your organization ends up leaving money on the table, even when, let's say, the cycle times allowances are available. Especially when your negotiation approach does not change. So I always keep asking people, if you have to negotiate a $10,000 spend from the $100,000 spend, from a $1 million spend, from a $50 million spend, or a $100 million spend, how will you change your negotiation strategy? And if your buyers are unable to answer this in granular details, you have a problem that you need to fix. You need to tell people how to negotiate. And this is where my shameless hook comes in. This is what I'm working at Super Negotiate. It's the open source community. And I always ask people, if you can't tell me in granular detail, how will you negotiate a $10,000 spend from a $100,000, from a $1 million to a $10 million to a $100 million, and you can't work out the steps, then you definitely need this training. And all the content is available online for free. All it needs is your time and basically grit. Navigate to my YouTube channel and look for something called Negotiation, Hard Negotiation Series, and also something called T60, a 60-day step-by-step program. It's free. I'm not charging anything. All right. So if you have to train your people, start with spend analysis, go into negotiation. People can come and teach you how to run e-sourcing events. Click there, click here, etc. Contract management. This is how you upload. Forget that. I don't want you to spend anything on tools training. Tools will come and go, right? You're not pushing for adoption, you're pushing for data usage. So how many data use cases your people are having? Are they even able to think in that terms? And when I see the spend data today, I see 1,000 use cases. And that's what I'm saying. The most powerful data that you have today is your e-sourcing and ERP data. And these are the two things that you should be training your people in: spend analysis and negotiation. Forget everything else, even Gen AI. It'll take care of itself, right? And this is where I would go into something called top 1% teams now. Spend analysis, they are pros. Negotiations, they are pros. They have their playbooks developed, how to measure, how to judge everything out. Now, there are two trainings I want to develop for top 1% team. A, I want procurement managers to be familiarized with codings. Very unusual, right? But I want procurement managers to be able to think and code like data scientists so that they are able to work out all these simulations. They're able to reduce all these admin tasks without relying upon somebody else to do it. And I'm taking up a challenge which I will announce separately, but it's very possible for a procurement manager today who understands even the basics of coding to really craft out how many game theory scenarios, and I will come to game theory. How many scenarios of my negotiations are possible? Work out this linear programming for me and tell me which is the most optimized way of awarding a supplier share, 20% to this supplier, 70% to that supplier. These are basic concepts. But again, make sure your procurement managers are spending at least 2 hours a week or 3 hours a month, whatever it is, and they are learning how to code, how to think like data scientists. A data scientist can learn procurement, but he or she will never be that much effective unless she puts in equal amount of hours to become a category manager. So I find it easier for category managers to become data scientists. And when you have that kind of talent available, then you are basically substituting 4 people: data analyst, data scientist, maybe a team who will buy the tool for you, and the category manager with this one person. It's super valuable. So invest time in making sure your procurement talent is becoming a procurement data scientist. If you don't know how to start, I will teach you how to become a data scientist when you are a procurement manager. I used to be a procurement manager. I invested my time. I have developed my method how to become a procurement data scientist. DM me, I'll give you my playbook. And the last thing is game theory. It's connected with my negotiation point, but for the top 1% team, when they have worked out the basic, they want to excel at game theory. If there is one skill, forget everything I have said in this video. There's one skill where I want you to train your teams on is the game theory. Learn about Nash equilibriums. Learn about how to anticipate what's the possible best optimal solution is that. Is there any optimal solutions? It's very easy for people to assume they have expertise in something when they have spent 10, 15, 20 years. In today's age, I don't think so. The experience in negotiation matters. Just because you have been sitting at the table for so long. You have all the data, scenario, simulations. Every negotiation is a starting point from the scratch, but you have to analyze the historical behavior, especially for the new buyers. It doesn't matter, like I mentioned, how many years you have put in. Learn game theory in every aspect of the negotiation. It will change the way your organization negotiates. That's it. These were the 10 KPIs, a very long video, but a very fulfilling one. I've given you how the basic setup should work. I've given you how top 1% team will also perform. My name is Gaurav. I run something called Super Negotiate, my favorite thing in the entire world, which focuses upon open source digital procurement. And I only talk about spend analysis, negotiation, how to create top 1% teams for the center of excellence in procurement and as well procurement digitization. That's what I do. Thank you very much for watching this video. I hope you find it useful. If you like it, please share it with your colleagues. And I will see you in the next one. Thank you very much.